Hello, lovies. This is your Auntie Vera Charles, or your Auntie Scott, or Scott, or just don't call me late for dinner. Reminding you that the Pride 48 live streaming weekend is happening July 29th through the 31st, 2022. We hope to see you there in the chat room for an amazing weekend of live LGBTQ+ podcasting. For more information, head on over to pride48.com, where they've got pride just flowing right out every orifice on there. It can be unpretty at times.
Today is Thursday, June 16th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, we did some more planning. I wanted to talk, so first of all, on Twitter, Dean Barney, I want to remind everyone that, Pride 48... live streaming weekend is going to be occurring July 29th through the 31st. And calling all podcasters, we are looking for folks to sign up to podcast during that weekend. And we still have plenty of spots open. We do have a lot of registrants, but we are looking for more. So if you are a podcaster and you have not signed up, please go over to pride48.com. There will be a button on the main page to register now, and you can register. I just thought of that as I was sitting here. But Dean Barney on Twitter was listening to one of my shows, and he responded, and he said, I'm looking now for what he said. Be prepared for how busy Venice will be. It's a special place. You will love it, but rammed with tourists. Train to Florence is a joy, from center of Venice to center of Florence. Very comfortable, civilized, and cheap. Get business / first if you can. Florence is my favorite Italian city. So we're still doing planning. And we did a little bit of Florence yesterday. So I'll go back. So, you know, we were trying to decide for Venice. We did finally pick a tour that is an after hours / evening tour of the Basilica of St. Mark's Basilica and Doge Palace, including some dungeons or prison or something. I don't know. Depending on the tide or something. I don't know. I guess everything, they close things if the water gets too high. I don't know. A city built on water. So we decided on that, but the other thing that I thought we really needed to book in advance was a gondola, because we don't speak Italian, and I know you can just walk up to a gondola driver, pilot, captain, not really sure, but you can go up to a gondola person and you can be like, hey, I'd like a ride. But, you know, they say if you really want a good ride, you should... make sure that the gondola is going to be going in some of the smaller, quieter canals, and then, you know, maybe, you know, touching the Grand Canal at certain times, but you don't want your full experience to be on the Grand Canal. And we were trying to decide whether you should, you know, buy that in advance, because normally I think they'll tell you the route that they're going to take, or at least the main attractions you're going to see if you book it in advance. Whereas if you, I don't know, if you just walk up to a gondolier or whatever you call them, you know, do they, will it be possible to communicate with them enough to find out, you know, where they're going? So we haven't made that decision yet. We're still looking. I was Googling, you know, and a lot of people said it's not necessary to book that in advance, that there's supply is greater than demand. And so you, you know, you could generally just walk up to someone. But again, the language barrier is an issue for me, because if you have a tour guide that you know speaks English, that's easy. But if you, you know, this gondola person, they may not speak English. So I don't know. Maybe everyone speaks English in Italy. I'm not really sure. Or a large majority. But we did book a train ride. So we did get business class. We got business quiet. There was another class, business saltito, I believe. I probably got that word completely wrong, because I'm going off of memory here. But it was like a 4-seat area of the train that is walled off from the rest. But the problem is there are 4 seats there, and there are only 2 of us, and they sell all 4 of those seats. So you might be enclosed in a room with 2 other strangers that you don't know. So Mark and I just decided business quiet, which is supposedly a quieter area of the train, for the trip from Venice to Florence. And then the other thing that we booked is a food tour. So we're going to, his friends are currently in Italy, and they recommended a food tour that they went on. So we're going to do that. And then we're looking at a walking tour with a guide as well. So we're still looking at that. We will probably finalize Florence tonight and book the train from Florence to Rome. And then over the weekend, we'll figure out Rome. And we've got to book our excursions for our cruise. We've still got a lot more to do. We're kind of cutting this closer than normally we would. But I guess because I had my Alaska trip and I had so much planning for that, and then COVID and everything, it's just kind of, but we'll be fine. We'll be fine. We'll have plenty to do. And the other thing we have to decide on now, since we both had COVID, is do we need to go get the proof of recovery and how to do that? The last day that we can do that to satisfy Royal Caribbean is next Friday. And so, and we have to have a positive PCR result plus a letter from a doctor saying that we've recovered. And so I'm not really, I mean, my doctor appointments have been doctor on demand, which is like a telehealth thing. My insurance pays for that, and so I've just been doing that. It's easier and better than going into an office, in my opinion. But, and he said he would write me a letter, but, you know, he doesn't know if, I don't know if they'll accept doctor on demand as proof of recovery. So, I'm not sure. All right. So, anyway, that answers, so, yeah, and Dean, I mean, I know. There, I've read all over that it's very busy. And, you know, then Daniel sent us an article yesterday that's like, oh my God, traveling in Europe is horrible right now, and flights are getting canceled and all this kind of, I'm like, why would you want to send me something telling me that it's going to be horrible? You know, there's nothing we can do about it. There's no preventative measures that we can take. We've already booked the tickets. So it just gives us one more thing to worry about. But, you know, that's all right. It is what it is. So that was Twitter. There was some talk about the Road Podcaster 2 from Archer. But I don't have mine yet. It's coming later this month, I think. So I don't have an opinion on it. But apparently he released a podcast that I need to listen to, talking about his unboxing, and recorded it on there. So we're going to listen to at least another one voicemail, maybe more than that, but at least one. So I'm going to go over there and find the voicemails, which I did not pull up beforehand. So now I'm having to quickly go over and filter. So let's see what this is. Hopefully this has a recording. Yep, it does. Here we go.
Hey, Adam, it's Baron Frosty. I'm just calling to see if you're still alive. Hope you're feeling better. Miss you. Bye.
Oh, hi, Baron. Yeah, I'm still alive. You guys, I know this is getting... my podcast is anything, if not redundant. I know this is redundant, but I'm just really tired still, you know? I still have a little bit of a cough, but again, the cough medicine is helping. But I'm just constantly feel just beat. just really tired. And now, especially, and it's funny because I feel really tired in the morning when I first get out of bed. So I sit down in my chair after I get out of bed and I'm falling asleep in my chair, even though I've gotten plenty of sleep, a full 8 hours, 9 hours of sleep, whatever the case may be. And I'm just, you know, feeling tired. And then, you know, maybe around lunchtime, 11 or 12, I wake up a little bit and I'm awake for a few hours. And then and I'm not sleeping, but I mean, you know, I'm trying to work, but by about 3 or 4, I'm tired again. And so, and then in the evenings, I get a little burst of energy before bed. And then it's just, it's off and on. It's off and on, but getting better, getting better. Thanks for the call. We have one more here. Go ahead and play that.
Hey, Adam, this is Gary in Portland.
Hey, Gary.
Anyway, I was glad to hear your voice again yesterday and glad you were back podcasting. I'm sorry that you had the COVID last week, and I hope you're doing better. Take good care of Mark and his COVID. I hope he doesn't have it too bad. When I had it, it was just a sore throat, and it wasn't bad at all. So, anyway, I'm glad you're back. And I did leave you a voicemail when y'all were like that Friday that you were getting back from the cruise. So,
yep.
And yeah, I haven't heard that yet. So, anyway, but I've got out the answer to my question. So, anyway, y'all have a good day. Glad you're back. And hope everything goes good for you. Again, thank you for doing your podcast. It is a part of my life. So thank you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, I'm caught up now, Gary. Thank you for the call. Yeah, I played it yesterday. So I'm sure you heard it and answered the question. So I guess you'd already found out I don't know. I don't know if I answered it on the level 13 thing or on Twitter or where I answered it, but I can't remember. But yeah, I answered it. Well, thanks for the call. Yeah, Mark is, he's doing okay. Like I said, it's hard to tell with him because he just keeps on as if nothing has happened. But he said he's feeling pretty good today, so we'll see. We will see. He was pretty sleepy yesterday. All right, well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus podcasts at pride48.com. Don't forget about the event. Sign up if you haven't. The deadline is the 21st. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.